我们继续看撒母耳记第六章上啊下的第六章。
We'll continue to look into 2 Samuel, the second half of chapter 6.
第五章的末了，我们已经看到大卫做了全以色列的王。
At the end of chapter 5, we can see that David has become king over all of Israel.
也彰显了神的权柄和能力。
And has also manifested God's authority and power.
用人的话来说，他全然得胜。
To use man's terms, he has completely overcome.
但是回到属灵的生命的成长里，
But when we return to the spiritual growth,
我们不能不说。
We cannot but say,
一个人他的得胜，并不代表他的生命完全的成熟。
An individual's victory does not represent that his spiritual life is totally mature.
我们能得胜，是神的恩典和怜悯。
We're able to gain victory is because of God's mercy and His grace.
那当然也是人会依靠神所带出的结果。
And of course, it's also dependent upon man to rely on God to bring forth the result.
但是那个根本还是神的恩典。
But basically, it's still God's grace.
那所以神让大卫坐上宝座了以后，
So when God allows for David to be seated upon the throne,
那神就在大卫的身上继续的带领他学习神的法则。
And God has continued guided David to let David learn the lessons of God's laws.
因为一个生命在生命里做王的人也好，或是当时在历史上坐上宝座的大卫也好，
For a person who is letting the life rule as king, or for David at a time who's ruling as king on the throne,
都是一样。
It is the same.
我们在做王的地位上面，
When we're in the position of a king,
我们必须要看见我们能以做王，因为我们是活在神的法则里。
We must see and know that we're able to become king is because we're living in, under the law and principles of God.
在我们做王的时候，我们对神的法则不能说是完全的领会过来。
And when we're living as kings, we cannot say that we totally understand God's laws.
我们只能说那是我们开始，或是说稍微多一点领会神的法则。
We can say that it is our beginning. We have a little bit more understanding of God's ways.
所以不能停留在开始做王的那个境地。
And so therefore we cannot just stop at this at the beginning of becoming a king.
神也没有让大卫在做王了以后就不再给他学习属灵的功课。
In the same way, God has not allowed for David to stop after he has allowed David to become king.
在人眼中看来大卫已经做王了。
In God's eyes, David has already become king.
但在神的眼中，大卫还是不够成熟。
But in God's eyes, David is still yet to be matured enough.
因为在大卫过去的日子，他在神面前所做的只是征战。
Because in the days past, all David has ever done was was in battle.
但现在神要领大卫进一步的去学习敬拜。
But now God wants to lead David into a deeper step of worship.
从征战的得胜进入敬拜。
And from gaining victories in battle to enter into worship.
那所以神就让大卫心里面就有了一个意思。
So God has allowed David to have this thought within him.
那他这个意思是怎么起的呢？
And how did he get this thought?
我们不完全知道。
We did not completely know.
但是难得的就是他能在做王的时候想起神的约会。
But what's hard to find is that when he was in battle, he thought of God's, the ark of God.
并且当时他想起神的约柜的时候，
and when he thought of the ark of God,
他体会到两方面的事情。
He understood two sides of this matter.
一方面就是说，约柜是神向人说话的地方，我们不能忽略它。
On the one hand, he understood that God, the ark of God, is where God speaks to men, that they cannot be, it cannot be neglected.
It's the place.
It's the where
God. 那个想起罗的失败，
and he also thought of Saul's failures.
那这一点就记载在历代志上了。
And this point is recorded in First Chronicles.
啊，也许我们翻到历代志上那里去看一看。
That maybe we can turn to it.
十三章
Chapter 13.
那这就是大卫想起要把约柜搬回耶路撒冷来的那一段记载。
And this is the passage when David thought of bringing the ark back to govern, to Jerusalem.
那个记载篇幅没有撒母耳记下多，但是不要的事情就比撒母耳记完整一点。
It's not as recorded as thorough as Second Samuel, but on the important points, it's more complete than Second Samuel.
啊，第三节你看，我们要把神的约柜运到我们这里来，因为在扫罗年间，我们没有在约柜前求问神。
Verse 3, let us bring the ark of our God back to us, for we did not inquire of it during the reign of Saul.
大卫也体会到一件事情，扫罗之所以失败，因为他不懂得求问神。
And David came to understand this point, that Saul was a failure because he did not understand to come and inquire of God.
大卫做完了以后，你没有看见他有一直求问神。对不起，扫罗。
Saul, when he became king, you did not see once that he came to inquire of God.
只有他最末后快要战死的那一次去求问神，但是已经太晚了，神已经不能再向他说话了。
Only at the very end, when he was losing in battle at his end, that he came to inquire of God, but it was too late. God could not speak to him any longer.
大卫领会到这样的一件事。
David came to understand this.
所以他觉得非要把大神的约柜运回耶路撒冷来不可。
So he felt that he must bring back the ark to Jerusalem.
那弟兄姊妹们，在这一点上面我们要注意了。
Now upon this point, brothers and sisters, we must pay attention.
那当他里面有了一个要寻求神的心意的时候，他也有了一个要敬拜神的心思。
Now this time when he has a heart to seek after God, he also has a heart to worship God.
因为在上文我们就看见他那个敬拜的心意在神面前是怎样毫无保留的发表。
Because in the text to come we can see the heart of his worship was not reserved in worshiping God.
并且接连下来他要为神建造圣殿的那个心意也就出来了。
And the heart that he has to build a temple for God to come was also manifested.
那所以从第六章开始我们实在是看见神把大卫从征战的得胜带他进入敬拜。
So from the very beginning of chapter 6 we can see that God has brought David from gaining victory in battles into worship.
那所以大卫当时就聚集了以色列中间那些精兵有30,000人那么多。
So at the beginning we can see David has gathered over 30,000 chosen men of Israel.
那就要去到巴拉犹大就是基列耶林的那个地方要将神的约柜运回耶路撒冷。
And that is to set out from Bala of Judah, which is Kiriath-Jearim, to bring the ark of God back to Jerusalem.
要用什么注意的，当他们要去搬这个约柜的时候，圣灵就在这里把那个约柜做了这样的一句描写。
Now brothers and sisters, pay attention. When they were to bring back the ark of God, the Spirit records this regarding the ark.
用什么注意第二节下半。 那这约柜就是坐在二基路伯上万军之耶和华留名的约柜。
Now brothers and sisters, pay attention to the second half of verse 2. The ark of God, which is called by the name of the Lord Almighty, who is enthroned between the cherubim that are on the ark.
那这是说出这个约柜是那一位荣耀的神与人立约的一个见证。
And this speaks of that glorious God who is who has a covenant with man.
而我想弟兄姊妹们记得，约柜是见证。
Now brothers and sisters, still remember that the ark is a testimony.
啊，因为这个约柜在约书亚记里边，弟兄姊妹在主日在读约书亚记第四章那里头，你会看到那个约柜就叫做见证。
Now brothers and sisters who are studying Joshua on Sunday.In chapter 4, that the ark is called the testimony.
在出埃及记二十五章建造约柜的启示里边，也称它为摆放见证的柜。
And also in Exodus 25, when they were going out of Egypt on the revelation of establishing the ark, it is also called the place where the testimony, the tablets of the testimony is kept.
那所以被提到坐在二基路伯椅子上的，弟兄姊妹，你就看到是指出我们这一位神是荣耀的神，是有权柄的神。
So when it speaks of a God who is enthroned between the cherubims, it speaks of a glorious God and one who has power.
因为这个荣耀又有权柄的神，他是要得着人的敬拜。
Because this God who is glorious and also who holds authority wants to gain the worship of men.
因为他要与人交通。
Because he wants to have fellowship with men.
在交通的当中，人就领会了神的所赐。
And in fellowship, man can understand who God is.
那人就不能不向神敬拜。
The man cannot but worship him.
那这个这样特别提到坐在二基路伯以上的神的约柜。
And this especially mentions that it is the ark of the God who is enthroned between the cherubim.
这一位神的名叫做万军之耶和华。
And then,
那如果我们注意到这样的一点的时候，比撒文我们就看到有些端倪了。
So when we notice this point, we can see something what's wrong in the text to come.
那现在他们去把这个神的约柜要搬回耶路撒冷。
Now they're about to bring this ark back to Jerusalem.
他们怎么搬法呢？
And how did they carry this?
他们在山岗上的那一个亚比拿达的家中就把约柜抬出来。
And they carried the ark from the Abinadab's house.
那我们先来看这个亚比拿达是谁。
And let us see who this Abinadab is.
我们不知道是谁。
We don't know who it is.
查家谱也没查出他来。
We cannot even find it in the genealogy.
有一点是可以肯定的。
But one point is certain.
他绝对不是利未人。
He is not a Levite.
更不是一位祭司。
And even more so, he is not a priest.
那这样看来，因为在以后那个立位的家谱，在历代志上那个立位的家谱里头，没有看到有这样的一个人。
Because in the genealogies of the Levites, there is not recorded this such a person.
所以他顶多就是犹大支派里头的一个人。
So at the most, he can be a member of the tribe of Judah.
但是我们又回头来想
Now we think back
约柜怎么会在他的家里
How come the ark is in his house
弟兄姊妹记得约柜从非利士人那里送回来的时候
Brothers and sisters still remember when the ark was delivered back from the Philistines
那基列耶林的人啊就在那里随意的去观看约柜，就给神击杀了一些人。
And when the people of Kiriath Jearim was just casually taking a look at the ark, God struck them.
那些人就很怕了。
And then those people became afraid.
那是不是基列耶林的人？是卖 卖什么，我不去管他了。那这人就聚他起来，就把这个约柜送到基列耶利那里说，还有这个约柜交给你们。
Those people were not from Kiriath Jearim. They were somewhere else. And then when they became afraid, they...
博士麦，从博士麦那里送到基列耶利。
Beshmeth. And then when they were afraid, they delivered the ark to Kiriath Jearim.
因为博士麦的人都怕了这个约柜，大家以为约柜会杀人的。
Because the people of Beshmeth was afraid of the ark, that they thought the ark would kill people.
基列耶利的人大概也不闻这个事。
And maybe the people of Kiriath Jearim heard of this news.
所以也并不是那么许多基列耶利的人很欢迎这个约柜。
So maybe not many of the people of Kiriath Jearim welcomed the ark.
大概啊，这个亚比拿达稍微有良心一点。
Now maybe this person Abinadab has some conscience.
他觉得这个是神，约柜这样推来推去不好。
He thought that this was the ark of God. You cannot just push it back and forth.
结果就接近放在他的家里。
So he welcomed it and put it in his house.
大概的情形很可能是这样。
Now maybe this is the situation.
因为我们以前稍微提过，他们应当可以送回示罗。
Because we have mentioned it that they could have delivered back to Shiloh.
但是他们没有。
But they did not.
也许他们没有的原因就是怕了这个约柜。
And maybe the reason they did not was because they were afraid of the ark.
那所以这个约柜在亚比拿达家里头就很长久很长久。
So the ark remained in the house of Abinadab for a long time.
现在大卫做王。
Now David was king.
要把他接回耶路撒冷。
He wants to bring it back
to Jerusalem. 就到亚比拿达家里头去抬出来。
So he went to the house of Abinadab to take it out.
那抬出来就放在一个新车上。
And when they carried it out, they put it on a new cart.
那亚比拿达的两个儿子，一个乌撒，一个叫做亚西月，就赶着一个这一部新车。
Now the two sons of Abinadab, Uzzar and Ahio, guiding this new cart.
那么约柜就坐在车子上往前走。
Now as the throne of the ark was seated on the new cart and going forth.
那一个时候以色列人很高兴，用各种的乐器在那里作乐跳舞。
And at that time the Israelites were was rejoicing with different instruments and dancing.
就在众人都感觉很高兴很热闹的时候，
And when everybody was rejoicing and very excited,
发生了一件事。
An event happened.
那个牛失前蹄。
The oxen tumbled.
也许是踢到一块大石头。
Maybe because he kicked on a big rock.
也许是脚踏到一个小沟里头。
Or maybe it went into a pit.
不知道是什么，反正就是牛失前蹄。
We don't know what happened, but nevertheless, the oxen stumbled.
那部车子就要翻折了。
And the ark was about to tumble.
那个走在后面的乌撒赶快用手来扶住约柜，不让约柜掉到地上。
And Uzzah, who was in the back of it, went to put a hand on the ark so that it would not fall on the ground.
这一件事情又让神在那里伸出手来，把乌撒也击杀在那里。
And this event caused God to extend forth His hand and to strike Uzzah dead.
因为这一件事情，大卫心里头又发起毛了。
And then David became angry about this.
他说：“这个约柜那么可怕的。
”He said that this ark is so fearful.
怎么可以运到我住的地方呢
？How can I bring it back to where I live?
那结果又把这个约柜又送到一个加特人俄别以东的家。
So instead, he took it aside to the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite.
好，我们看这一段的历史到这里，我们就要看这段历史里面的东西。
Now, when we look at this part of history, then we have to look into this part of the history.
是大卫起义要把约柜抬回来，好在耶路撒冷寻求神、敬拜神。
It was David's idea to bring back the ark to Jerusalem to worship God and to inquire of God.
照说神一定在其中有完全的引导和管理。
logically that you can see God should have his guidance there.
但是好像我们看见大卫和当时的以色列人所做的完全没有在神的带领的底下。
But seemingly David and all the Israelites, what they've done was not under the guidance of God.
在什么事情上我们看到他们没有按照神的带领来做这一件事呢？
And what events can we see that they did not do according to the guidance of God?
把约柜运回耶路撒冷是非常美的事。
To bring back the Ark of God to Jerusalem is a very beautiful matter.
是极好的事。
It's very good.
但是好像在这一段的历史的里头，大卫和以色列人把它做坏了。
But it seems that in this part of history, David and the Israelites did wrong.
一个美事落在他们的手里就成了坏事。
A beautiful thing, who left in their hands became bad.
为什么？
Why?
那在这里我们看到好几方面的事情。
Here we can see several sides.
都是很原则性的。
It has to do with principle.
也是我们在服侍主的事上面常常会犯的毛病。
It is also things that we might do to offend God when we're serving Him.
总的一句话来说，就是不按真理而行。
Just to put it simply in one term is that we're not walking according to the truth.
说的通俗一点，就是没有照着神的心意行。
In other words, we have not walked according to the heart of God.
事是要做神的事。
It is true that we want to do God's matter,
但是却不按照神的安排来做。
But not according to His arrangement.
弟兄们，这是不是我们今天称为神儿女的人，或者说在基督教里面很多很多的光景是这样的情形？
Brothers and sisters, isn't it this true that the children of God are in Christianity, many of those doing this in this situation.
话是说要为神做一些事。
It is that we want to do something for God.
但是做出来却不是神所要做的事。
But what is done is not what God wants to do.
那为什么会落到这样的光景？
And why is it in this situation?
我再反复的说一句，没有按照真理。
I want to say once again that has not been done according in the truth.
在旧约的里边就是说没有根据律法。
And in the Old Testament, it has not been done according to the law.
因为只看见那件事是美事。
Because you can only see that this is a beautiful matter.
就没有再注意该怎样来成就那件美事。
And the focus is not on how you can accomplish this beautiful matter.
就根据人的意思来让神跟着人走。
And just according, focus on how man can do it so God can follow man to do this.
好像我们做了这好的事，神不能不跟我们走。
It seems like if we do this good thing, then God must follow on to us.
如果神不跟我们走，那是神没有眼睛。
And if God did not follow on to us, then it's him who does not have the eyes to see.
哪里晓得这就是我们最大的软弱的地方。
Unless that we don't know that this is our most weakest point.
我们以为只要做好事情，不管怎么做，神都在那里接受。
We think that as long as we do something good, no matter how we do it, then God must accept it.
但是神并没有这样应许过。
But God has never promised it.
神只是非常严肃的来提醒神的百姓，做一切的事情都要根据他所说的话。
But God very severely warns his people that to do everything, you must do according to his word.
在会幕的时候，很严肃地说要照着在山上指示你的样子。
And when they were building the tabernacle, the tent, he warned them severely that you must build it according to the instructions given you on the mountain.
在传律法的时候，是很严肃地告诉以色列民要谨守遵行。
And about the law, he warned the people of Israel that they must follow and obey his laws and statutes.
到了生命记的时候，这个要谨守遵行这四个字啊，就仿佛不知道出现了多少遍。
And in Deuteronomy, these words was repeated continually to, for them to obey.
但是我们看以色列的历史，从进到迦南以后，就没有多少时间真真实实的按着神的律法来活在神的面前。
But from the time when the Israelites exited Egypt to now, not many times when we can see that the Israelites truly live according to the laws of God.
越过越走样。
And the more they went, the more straight away they did.
越过越以学神的样，学世界的样式，以为那是进步。
And the more time has passed, the more they have conformed to the world that they think they have improved.
在犹大这一边。
And in the tribe of Judah,
你可以看见那一个西西家的儿子马拿西。
And in the tribe of Judah, you can see Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah.
在西西家的父亲。
And the father of Hezekiah
都是一样。
It's also the same.
他们要学着亚述的那个大马士的王，亚述的王的他们那些拜偶像的样子来搬回耶路撒冷。
Now they wanted to learn from the king of Damascus how they worship their idols to bring this to Jerusalem.
而你要把圣殿完全的封闭起来。
And they totally closed off the temple.
这是在犹大那方面，我们看到的。
And this is in the tribe of Judah. We can see this.
以色列那边更不用说了。
And even more so from the tribe of the other Israelites.
老早就把许多外邦的神带进来。
Even long ago, they brought from the idols from other people.
除了他们自己制造出来的金牛犊以外。最主要的还就是巴力。
Besides the golden calf that they have created, it's the most severe idol was Baal.
再加上许许多多外邦的偶像。
And many of the idols from the Gentiles.
他们以为这样才算是进步，才算是跟得上时代。
And they thought that this was an improvement, that they can follow the generation.
你看今天基督教是不是也是这样？
Do you see today that Christianity is the same?
就是学着世界的样子，把世界的东西搬进教会来。
Just to conform to the world, to bring the things of the world into the church.
这跟当时大卫把约柜搬回耶路撒冷是一个原则。
And this is the same principle that David has to bring in bringing back the ark to Jerusalem.
那现在我们就来看了，他们怎么没有按照律法的要求来做。
Now we'll see how they did not do according to the law.
头一件事情你看到的。
The first matter we can see.
搬约柜是用车子来搬回耶路撒冷。
That they carried the ark in a new cart.
然后就有两个人在那里赶车。
And there are two people pushing the cart.
因为这个不是搬不是移动约柜。
Brothers and sisters, this is not the way to move the ark.
神没有说约柜是可以坐车的。
God did not say that the ark can be seated in a cart.
那既然约柜不坐车，为什么他们要给约柜坐车呢？
And if the ark cannot be on a cart, then why did they make a cart for the ark?
并且还特意造一个新车给约柜坐。
And they especially built a new cart for the ark.
并不是那里原来有一辆车子就把约柜搬上去就带走。
It's not that there was already a cart and they just moved the ark onto the cart and just took it along.
圣灵的记载说是放在新车上。
But the spirit records that they have put the ark onto a new cart.
那显然这一部车是特别为搬运约柜而制造的。
And very apparently, this cart was built for moving the ark.
他们怎么会想到让约柜坐车呢？
And why did he think of letting the ark be on a cart?
因为腓力斯人把约柜送回来的时候，是让约柜在车子上送回来。
And that's because when the Philistines delivered the ark back, it was on a cart.
他们只看见约柜坐车，却没有看见约柜该是如何的移动。
And they only saw a vision that the ark should be on a cart, but they did not know, see how the ark should be moved.
弟兄姊妹记得，从约柜搬离示罗到现在。
Brothers and sisters, if you remember from the ark, when it was moved from Shiloh to now,
我们不知道经过多少的年代。
We don't know how many generations or periods that has passed.
但是好几十年是一点呢问题都没有。
But for it to be a few decades, we shouldn't have any question about that.
弟兄姊妹记得，那是在撒母耳耳记刚开始的时候。
Brothers and sisters, remember that was at the very beginning of 1 Samuel.
那是撒母耳还小。
And that was when Samuel was still young.
约柜就在那一次跟非利士人打仗的时候，还出去就丢了。
And that was when the Israelites was at war with the Philistines, and they carried the ark out, and it was left there.
那然后，非利士人在神的击打的底下送回来。
And because God struck the Philistines, they delivered the ark back.
那是撒母耳还小。
And that was still when Samuel was young.
等到过了20年，撒母耳给以色列众人接受承认他是先知。
Now, after 20 years, when Samuel was called a prophet by the Israelites,
那是已经20年过了。
Now, 20 years has passed since then.
然后在那个20年以后，撒母耳才找出扫罗来做王。
Now another 20 years has passed before Samuel found Saul to become king.
扫罗做王做了多少年，圣经没有明确的记载。
Now the scriptures have not record clearly how long Saul was king.
但是有一件事我们知道。
But one matter we know.
扫罗还在做王的时候，撒母耳就死了。
That when Saul was king, Samuel died.
那弟兄姊妹，你可以估计，起码有四五十年的时间，约柜是没有移动过。
So brothers and sisters can figure that at least 40-50 years that the ark was not moved.
所以当代的人根本就不知道约柜该如何来移动。
So the people of that generation does not know how to move the cart.
你看见非利士人用车子把约柜送回来，他们也就想到把约柜用车子送到耶路撒冷去。
And then when they saw that the Philistines moved the ark back on a cart, so they figured to use a cart to move it back to Jerusalem.
结果就出了大事。
And as a result, a big error, a big thing went wrong.
你说他们不知道啊，不能怪他们。
And you may say, they don't know, you cannot blame them.
我们可以不怪他们。
We cannot blame them.
当然我们是不怪。
Of course we don't.
我是说我们在读经的时候，我们可以怪他们。
I'm saying that when we read the scriptures, we can blame them.
但是我们也原谅他们。
But we can also forgive them.
因为他们不是立位人，也不是祭司。
Because they were not Levites and they are not priests.
他们不懂。
So they did not know.
情有可原。
So there's reason for us to forgive them. But the problem is here.
祭司立位人上是哪去了？
Where were the priests and the Levites?
不知道。
We don't know.
这里没有一个立位人。
There was not a Levite here.
这里也没有一个祭司。
And there was not a priest here.
只是有几万打仗的兵。
And there are only just 30,000 soldiers.
用什么？你说这个是谁的过失？
Brothers and sisters, who do you think was wrong here?
你可以说是大卫。
You can say it's David.
但是你也可以说那是祭司立位人。
Or you can say it was the Levites, the priests.
大卫不知道，祭司立位人应该知道。
That if David does not know, then the Levites and the priests should know.
但是祭司立位人怎么不说话？
But the Levites and the priests did not say anything.
一个可怜的情形是如此。
And because it is, this is so pitiful.
很可能连那个祭司立位人他们都不读神的话。
That may be so that even the Levites and the priests did not read the word of God.
那他们怎么知道神的律法是什么？
So how should they know what the law of God is?
所以在那个时候，他们在搬运约柜的这一件事情，不坐车也好，抬约柜也好，都不在神的律法的指导的底下。
So at this time, no matter if they were moving the ark on a cart or carrying it, it was not under the law of God.
约柜是要抬的。
It's true that the ark must be carried.
不是坐车的。
And not to be on a cart.
他们也抬，但是就是抬到车上就完了。
They did carry it, but they just carried it onto the cart.
约柜虽然是要抬。
And even though the ark should be carried,
但是什么人去抬呢？
Who should carry them?
利未人去抬。
It should be the Levite.
但是那个抬约柜的那个不是利未人。
But those who are carrying the ark are not Levites.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这是何等严肃的事情。
Brothers and sisters, you can see how serious this matter is.
两件很严肃的神的安排都给忽略掉了。
Two very serious arrangements of God have been neglected.
那所以才弄出牛失前蹄的这样的一个结果。
And that's why it can bring forth a result as the oxen being stumbled.
那么在牛失前蹄的时候， 那个亚比拿达的儿子乌撒 就好心好意的要把约柜扶一把。
And when the oxen stumbled, and the son of Abinadab, Uzza, was being nice to hold the ark.
但是哪里知道，这一个扶一把又抵触了律例上面很严肃的一个定规。But
he did not know that just to hold the ark also offended a very serious law.
神从来没有让任何一个人去摸约柜。
God has never allowed for anyone to touch the ark.
连大祭司都不能,
not even the high priest.
当约柜一做好, 一摆在那里, 一弹血, 一摸油, 成了圣以后, 谁都不能去摸那个约柜。
Now after the ark was built and it has been anointed with oil and it was sanctified as holy, nobody can touch it.
连亚伦都不能,
not even Aaron.
那现在乌撒伸出手来,
Now when Uzzar extended his hands to hold the ark,
虽说是好意,
even though it was out of good intention,
但是这个抵触神的地位太厉害,
but this greatly offended God's law.
也许有人会这样想,
maybe man might think
this way. 如果不扶着那个约柜就掉到地上了, 那就是更不得了了。
Now if you do not hold the ark and it would fall to the ground, that's even worse.
但是人没有进一步的去想,
but man did not go a step further.
约柜是神自己的见证,
that the ark is God's own testimony.
神不允许它掉下去,
that God would not allow for it to
fall. 就是那个牛车翻折了, 那个约柜还是会搁在车子上。
That even if the cart would tip over and turn around, the ark would still be on the cart.
神会自己伸手来 扶住约会,
and God would extend his own hand to hold the ark.
但是好多时候, 就是人在好意的这样的一个观念的底下, 就做了神所不允许做的事。
But many times, man under this concept of being of out of good intention does something that is displeasing to God.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们 在乌撒的这一件事上面,
brothers and sisters, upon this event of Uzza,
我们学了两个功课。
We can learn two lessons.
头一个功课明显的,
the first lesson, which is very clear,
不要伸出人的手来帮神的忙,
not to extend forth man's hands to help God,
只能根据神的引领来做神所要做的工作,
but only do according to the guidance of God to do God's work.
如果人凭自己伸出手来要帮神的忙,
if man according to himself must extend forth his hand to help God,
结果是招致亏损,
then as a result it will cause him to be at a loss.
那另外的一点是比较隐藏的,
now another point is even more is hidden,
但是也不算是太隐藏的,
but it's not considered too hidden,
那就是对神的信靠,
and that is to have faith and trust upon God.
我们必须相信神是为他自己的名发热心的神,
but we must believe that God for his own name's sake would be fervent for his own namesake.
神也是一而再再而三的说过，他必不将荣耀归给假神的。
And God has said again and again that he would not give glory to the idols.
所以为着神自己的荣耀，神自己会伸出手来来维持。
So therefore, for God's own glory, he would extend forth his own hand.To support this.
那在人这方面就需要有信心来相信神在很危急的环境的底下还能维持他自己的见证。
So upon man, they must have faith to believe God in very critical times would extend forth his hands to support his own testimony.
我们可以想象我们不伸手的话要不就掉到地上。
We can only envision that if we do not extend forth our hand, then the ark would fall to the ground.
神会在那里说，我会让约柜掉到快到地上的时候，我伸手把它托起来。
God would say, I would let the ark fall almost to the ground before I extend my hand to support it.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个信心的问题。
Brothers and sisters, this is a matter of faith.
在我们服侍主的路上
，On our path in serving,
好多时候我们看事情。很不顺。
Many times we see things that are not smooth.
甚至看见反对也多。
Even we might even see a lot of opposition.
甚至好像看见，若要再跟随主的话，连路都没有了。
Or maybe we can even see that if we keep on following the Lord, we have no path to go.
虽然在人的眼见里面到了这样的一个地步。
And even though maybe in man's eyes it might to be at this extent.
但弟兄姊妹，如果是神要做的事情，没有人能拦阻。
But brothers and sisters, if it's something that God would accomplish, no one can hinder it.
我们感谢上帝。
We praise and thank God.
那意思在我们跟随主、服侍主的路上，我们是一面服侍，一面学习，在信心里面，让神把我们带往高处。
So on this path of us following and serving the Lord, God continually guides us to bring us.On this lesson of faith to bring us to higher ground.
那好了。
Okay.
那现在大卫看见乌撒给击杀了。
Now David saw that Uzzah was killed.
他里面就害怕起来。
And he became afraid.
他说不行不行，你这个约柜不能留在这。
He said this can't be. I cannot leave. I must leave the ark here.
那结果呢？他就硬把那个约柜塞到俄别以东的家。
So instead, he took it aside to the house of Obed-Edom.
这是显出大卫对神的事情还是一知半解。
This manifests that David, upon the matters of God, only knew half of it.
你不能说他不知道。
You can't say that he does not know.
他是知道一些。
He knows a little bit.
但是他不是全知道。
But he does not know it completely.
所以他又做了一件愚昧的事。
So again, he does something foolish.
他把这个约柜塞到俄别底东的家里。
So he took the ark aside to the house of Obed-Edom.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
在没有看俄别底东是谁的时候。
Before we see who Obed-Edom is.
刚才我说了。第一次上去接约柜，一个利未人都没有。
I have already mentioned that when they went to bring the ark back, there was not one Levite.
我们怎么知道
？How do we know？
这一点我们要清楚的给弟兄姊妹指出了。
We must point this out clearly to brothers and sisters.
请弟兄姊妹翻到翻到那个历代志上。
Brothers and sisters, let us turn to 1 Chronicles,
第十五章
chapter 15.
我们看看十三节。
Let's look at verse 13.
先看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2 first.
那时大卫说，除了利未人以外，无人可抬神的约柜。因为耶和华拣选他们抬神的约柜，就永远侍奉他。大卫召集以色列众人到耶路撒冷，要将耶路撒冷的约柜抬到他所预备的地方。然后你就看十三节，因你们先前没有抬这约柜。
That was verse 2 to the middle of verse 3 and verse 13. It was because you, the Levites, did not bring it up the first time.
按定力求问耶和华我们的神，所以他刑罚我们。
We did not inquire of him, that's why his anger burned out against us.
在底下你就看见，哦，利未人抬约柜。
And later to come, you can see that the Levites carried the ark.
大卫说，你们先前没有抬。
David said that you did not carry it the first time.
你们以前没有抬约柜，所以就弄出那么大的一件事情。
And because you did not bring it up the first time, that's why
it's a great thing. 现在是如果不是利未人，谁都不能去碰约柜。
And this time, if it besides the Levites, no one can touch the ark.
那但是呢，我们就要问了。
Now we must ask.
那俄别米东是什么人？
Then who is Obed-Edom?
是利未人吗？
Is he a Levite?
不是。
No.
是什么人？
Then which tribe is he from?
圣灵记在这里的时候，一再的点出这个俄别米东是什么人。
And when the Spirit records this, it points out again who this Obed-Edom is.
扎克人。
He is a Gittite.
提到他就是扎特人。
It mentions that he was a Gittite.
我们看历代志的利未的后代，有一些人叫做俄别米东。
And when we see the genealogies of the Levites, we see that some are called Obed-Edom.
但是你计算那个代数和看那里的记录，你可以肯定不是这个俄别米东。
But when you calculate the generation of those people named Obed-Edom, you can be sure that it's not this Obed-Edom.
那既然不是这个俄别米东，那这个俄别米东是谁？
And if it's not this Obed-Edom, then who is this Obed-Edom?
那我们先要注意。
Now we must pay attention.
俄别米东是什么意思？
What is the meaning of Obed-Edom?
俄别以东就是以东的仆人。
And Obed-Edom means the servant of Edom.
以色列人虽然有人也叫俄别以东，恐怕有特殊原因才会这样叫。
There are some Israelites who are named Obed-Edom. Maybe there's under special circumstances.
以色列人怎么肯做以东的仆人？
Because how would the Israelites be willing to be servants of Edom?
也许他们被掳到以东去，所以有这种情形。
Maybe they were captives in Edom. That's why there was some circumstances.
但是这个俄别以东不是以色列人。
But this Obed-Edom is not an Israelite.
我们可不必追究他为什么叫做俄别以东。
We don't need to find out why he was named Obed-Edom.
那我们要追究的是他是什么人。
But we must ask why he is.
圣灵说他是扎特人。
The Spirit records that he's a Gittite.
弟兄们，扎特人是谁啊？
Brothers and sisters, who are the Gittites?
我们应当有点印象啊。
We might have some impression.
大卫杀了那个非利士的勇士就是扎特人。
And the warrior that David killed was from Gath.
那个称为哥利亚的那个就是扎特人。
And the person who was called Goliath was from Gath.
大卫逃亡，躲避扫罗逃亡的时候，也曾经逃到扎特这个地方。
And when David was under the pursuit of Saul, when he escaped, he once went to Gath.
那扎特是非利士的五个大族当中的一个。
Now Gath was one of the five big tribes of the Philistines.
所以他们那个城也就叫扎特。
And that's why their city was also called Gath.
那显然这个是非利士人。
And very apparently this person is a Philistine.
这个是外邦人。
He was a Gentile.
弟兄姊妹，你看到一件很有意思的事情。
You can see a very meaningful matter here.
约柜是曾经非常不甘心的被掳到非利士人的手里。
That once the ark was taken captive unwillingly to the Philistines.
现在因着以色列人的无知，包括大卫在内，约柜又落在非利士人的手里。
Now because of the naiveness of the Israelites, including David, once again has fallen into the hands of the Philistine.
虽然不同的就是这个加特人是归顺犹以色列的加特人。
The only difference is that this Gittite was one who was under the Israelites.
但是他究竟还是非利士人。
But still he is a Philistine.
弟兄说你看这个事情是不是很胡闹呢？
Brothers and sisters, when you look at this, isn't this ridiculous?
那大卫就是好像也找为约柜找了一个地方安放好了，哎呀算了算了我回去了。
And it just seems like David just wants to find a place for the ark and it's okay, he can leave and go home.
他就走了。
And he left.
弟兄姊妹我们说
Brothers and sisters, we can say
神是为他自己的名发热心的神。
That God is a God who is fervent for his own name's sake.
他不会把荣耀归给假神。
And he would not give glory to false gods.
现在我们看神怎么来显明他的自己。
Now we can see how God manifests himself.
以前被掳的时候他就让那个偶像的庙的偶像都倒在地上。
And when he was the ark was taken captive before, he caused the idol in the temple to fall.
让非利士人不能不自动的把约柜送回来。
To let the Philistines no reason but to just deliver the ark back.
那现在呢？
But now,
现在神就让俄别以东这一家
He caused the house of Obed-Edom
在约柜停放在他家里三个月的这一段日子里头大大的蒙福。
During the time of 3 months when it was left in his house to be greatly blessed.
啊，这一个俄别以东大大蒙福的事就传到大卫的耳朵。
And this news of Obed-Edom being greatly blessedcame to David.
大卫心里面就苏醒。
Then David's heart awoke.
神并不是那么严厉的神。
But God is not a God that is so strict.
他向人严厉是因为人顶撞了他。
That God is only strict to man when man has offended him.
如果人没有顶撞他，神却是一个满了慈父的神。
And if man has not offended him, then God is one who is full of mercy.
现在俄别以东的家就是一个很明显的明证。
And this is a very clear testimony and witness in the house of Obed-Edom.
那所以哎呀大卫心里又回转过来。
And so in the heart of David he returned.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
起初大卫怪神不省察自己。
At the beginning, David blamed God and did not examine himself.
但现在神在他手中所做的工显出了恩惠。
But in God's own hand, in the work he has done, he has manifested his grace.
大卫的心思给照明了。
Then David's heart was enlightened.
哎呀，他发觉我愚昧。
He discovered I'm foolish.
我误会了神。
I have blamed God for the wrong reason. I misunderstood God.
我得罪了神。
And I've offended God.
是我根本过不去。
And it's me who was against God.
我必须要回转。
I must repent.
我必须在神面前学习更多的降卑。
I must learn to more humble myself before God.
所以他就又到俄别以东家里把约柜接回耶路撒冷。
So once again he went to the house of Obed-Edom to bring the ark back to Jerusalem.
那这一回约柜不坐车了。
Now this time the ark was not on a cart.
是从俄别以东家一直抬回耶路撒冷。
And all the way from the house of Obed-Edom it was carried back to Jerusalem.
特别弟兄姊妹注意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
大卫在接约柜到耶路撒冷的时候是怎么样？
How was the situation like when David was bringing the ark back to Jerusalem?
大卫一直在那里献祭。
Now David was continuing sacrificing to God.
大卫也穿着细麻布的以弗德。
And he was also wearing a linen ephod.
上文我们就知道
and later we can see
在他的妻子的眼中大卫好像根本没有穿衣服。
That David in his wife's eyes seems like he had no clothes on.
因为他穿的是以弗德两个薄弱都露出来。
And because he was wearing an ephod that his two shoulders? Shoulders?
背吧。
His two arms was revealed.
但是你看见 大卫像经历这一样，他知道。
But you can see, because David experienced this, he knows.
虽然我现在是作王，
even though I am king now,
但是我在神面前，我还是一个卑微的人。
Before God, I'm still a very humble person.
我只能在神面前卑微我自己。
And so, therefore, I can only humble myself
before God. 我不能在神面前有任何的骄傲。
And I cannot be proud or exalt myself before God.
上一次我太爱惜自己。
Last time, I was too mindful of myself.
现在我知道，我只能卑微我自己。
Now I know that I must humble myself.
所以他在约柜的面前，约柜走六步，他就献祭。
So before the ark, after they had taken six steps, he offered a sacrifice.
然后大卫就在约柜前面跳舞。
And David was dancing before the ark.
并且你留意圣经的记载说他是极力跳舞。
And you can see in the scriptures it records that he was dancing before the Lord with all his might.
弟兄姊妹们，你可以说大卫在人面前忘了形。
You can say that David forgot about himself before the people.
但是他一点都没有忘记。
Not that he just forgot about himself.
他知道自己是贵为做王的人。
He knows that he was one who is humble to become king.
但也他也承认做王的人在神面前算不得什么。
But he also admits that one who is king before God is considered nothing.
他就是这样，在神的面前把约柜迎回耶路撒冷。
And it was like this that he welcomed the ark back to Jerusalem.
以色列众人都喜悦。
And the whole, all of Israelites were rejoicing.
但是他的妻子米甲就受不了。
But his wife, Michael, cannot take this.
米甲是扫罗的女儿。
And Michael was the daughter of Saul.
不晓得他这个不高兴是因为想起父亲跟自己丈夫的中间的那个恩怨呢，还是因为做了王后就感觉那样的卑微自己是太丢脸。
We don't know why she was displeased. Either she was thinking of the dealings her father had with David, or that for a king to be so humiliated, it was a disgrace.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
虽然是王后不同意。
Even though the queen did not approve.
但是没有动摇大卫在神面前的降卑自己。
It did not move David's humbling of himself before God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
大卫在神，是在神面前叫自己卑微。
David before God caused himself to be humble.
神却让他在人面前升高。
God caused him to be exalted in front of people.
以色列众人都尊敬他。
That all of Israel honored him.
也就是因着这样的一件事。
And it's also because of this.
神就让大卫接受一个更重的拜礼。
God allowed David to have even a greater guidance.
那是在第七章里边所提到的。
And that's what they mentioned in chapter 7.
要为神建造圣殿。
That David wants to build a temple for God.
虽然神没有用他建造圣殿。
Even though God did not use him to build the temple.
但是为神建造圣殿的意思是神托付给大卫做开始。
But it was at the beginning when God gave David this idea to build a holy temple for him.
那一引到圣殿，我们就更清楚看见敬拜的那一点。
And when we make mentions of the holy temple, then we can even see more of this point of worship.
所以从第六章开始，我们很清楚看见神领大卫从征战的得胜进入敬拜。
So from the beginning of chapter 6, we can see that God has led David from gaining victory into battle into worship.
搬约柜是一个起头。
And moving the ark was just the beginning.
在搬运约柜的事上，神好像是给大卫补了一课。
And upon this matter of moving the ark, God taught David a lesson. We praise and thank the Lord.
这一个课,
this lesson was was a makeup.
叫大卫在他的无知的里面,
in David's naiveness, God has taught him his law.
大卫往前走了,
and David went forth. And when we see David, we should also see ourselves.
我们也承认在神的事上面有许多的事我们还是无知的。
We confess before God that many of His matters we are naive as well.
但是我们愿意神赏赐我们一个柔软的心。
But we're willing for God to give us a tender heart.
什么时候神给我们光大,
whenever He gives us enlightenment,
我们马上就跟上,
immediately we'll follow on.
什么时候神给我们一个责备,
and whenever He reproaches us,
我们马上就悔改,
immediately we'll repent.
我们求神恩待我们,
we ask God deal with us with grace.
我想我们今天晚上可以交通到这,
then we'll end our sharing here tonight.
好不好, 有一两位, 或者两三位弟兄和姊妹，因为我们有一点祷告。
May one or two or three brothers or sisters lead us in prayer.